There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with good colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy at the third anniversary of the Afghanistan withdrawal, asking the question, did the leadership know that Afghan government could not stand and cynically deceive the American people, or did they not know and believe that the Afghan National Army, the Afghan police, and the Afghanistan government could last for X number of years ahead? Bill answers very carefully. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, covering Afghanistan for decades. Here he is. More of this tonight.
You know, that's a good question. And the either answer isn't good, right? Either it knew and it lied to us, or it didn't know. I don't know what's worse. Obviously, the lie is far more pernicious. I suspect it was depending on who it was. I'm sure President Biden wanted to believe this. I'm sure those below him, I'm sure the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense probably understood the and the Secretary of State, or those maybe their immediate underlings, probably understood the very real situation that exists. And that is part of the problem as well. Did they stand up to the president and say, this is what's going to happen? Look, Hussein, folks like Hussein, myself, Will Selber, many of us who followed this knew what was going to happen. I predicted the Afghan government wouldn't make it out by the end of the summer. I don't relish in being able to make that prediction. It was quite obvious following Afghanistan for years. If I could do it, I know that individuals within the U.S. intelligence and military community understood this. Why wasn't this message getting up to the top leadership? Was it because they didn't want that message to get up there, because they wanted to salute, say yes, sir, and conduct the withdrawal? Or was that information culled at some point because it wasn't politically acceptable? Neither of those explanations reflects well on the Biden administration.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.